Everything stopped.
Dave's show. Dave's show. Party time. Excellent.
Right on. Excellent. My name's Dave. Welcome to my show. Party on, Ryan.
Party on, Dave.
Party on, Adam.
Party on, Dave.
Party on, Sarah.
Party on, Dave.
That's a mic check if I've ever heard it.
All right, let's get this party started.
Was that not rocking enough?
That was not. Well, now I've got I got everything loaded up here, so we can start the show starting now. And here we are, another waste of a podcast show number, what did we agree on, 163.
Woo! I think that's right.
I think that is right. My name is Dave, and I'll be your host for this evening of chitter chatter. Over on my left-hand side here, my partner and good friend, Adam, the Big A, Big Adam. Adam, how's it going?
Good.
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 It's a going good. Sitting on the part-time chair, part-time Ryan has decided to grace us with his presence.
Partially.
Part-timely.
I was going with, I was thinking about doing the... yeah, we're having the voice here there, man.
It's good, yeah. Das is welcome. Welcome to a Norwegian show.
I feel it there.
Over on the celebrity couch... We have the crafty Sarah.
Hello, hello, hello.
It always goes back to that.
Yeah.
Howdy, crafty Sarah.
Hello.
She's got a very, very, very long message here.
From who?
This is from someone who I used to work with at the Disney store, I'm going to assume.
Are they wanting to get into Disney? They want to get into... It must be very long.
I'm trying to skip ahead while reading it, but I'm not getting any context, so I'm going to read it right now.
Are they locked out of their house?
Hello, friends. I'm going through things and stumble across the big cutouts that we had above the shelving units of the store. Holy shit, she has all of them.
Giant cutouts of characters?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Were the giant ones or the ones that were this big?
No. They were twice the size. Yeah, the Galleria ones.
That's great for a podcast, guys. Let's use our hands to describe size.
Well, Sarah, how big would you say that is?
They were probably 3 feet long, maybe.
And Sarah's a great judge of size, so she thinks I'm big.
That's why he wears larger pants.
You guys all sound really far away from me for some reason.
Oh, really? Well,
how about now?
It got real quiet.
Well, I whispered.
Oh, well, no, I mean before that.
Okay.
Kill the music. How about now?
This still sounds the same. Hold on.
He's going to go send a text message.
I was wondering why he wasn't talking.
No, I just plugged my headphones back in, and that seemed to have worked better.
Excellent.
Sweet.
So perhaps that is it.
Perhaps. So here are the cutouts she has, Sarah, if you're interested. Adam,
no,
Adam, if you're interested, it would be actually more beneficial to you. She has Tigger.
Nope.
Tarzan.
Nope.
Minnie.
Maybe.
Lilo.
Maybe.
Hercules.
Yeah.
Jasmine.
Yes.
Eeyore.
Who?
Eeyore.
Oh, I thought you said Bjorn. I was like, who's that?
Bjork? That's a Norwegian Disney character.
All right, good old Bjorn.
Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbits. This was a good one. Roly Poly Oly.
Oh,
nope.
Not even around anymore.
I know who that is.
Are these like the ones like your Animaniacs people?
They're just flat, wooden flat things.
Oh, forget it.
Rue, Sully, Jesse, Pocahontas, and Snow White.
What's she selling them for?
Let me know if you or anyone you know would like one or a couple, and then we can arrange a pickup.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear anything about prices.
There's no price.
Famous last words.
It's like Craigslist, and she's going to stab you to death.
Uh-oh.
With cardboard.
Cardboard!
And then give it to someone else. Dispose
that
the
sounds
evidence.
Terrible.
Lindsay, we have a listener. Lindsay's listening live right now. She's from Canada.
Hello.
A?
She's cursing us right now.
I'm sure.
But she's got some Timbits. It's all right.
Some what?
Timbits from T-Hos.
Oh, from Tim Horton?
That's right.
All right.
But she lives in Canada. That's much better than it is in the good old U.S. of A., right?
Universal health care.
Yeah.
Right?
But most of their land is nothing.
And they're the nicest people in the world. Did you guys hear about that story?
Oh,
let me look it up real fast.
That story.
Hold on.
I don't think I've heard of the story, fellas.
I gotta find this kid's name, because she probably knows him.
By the way, Ryan,
yes.
She hates Timbits.
Oh, sadness.
How does she hate Timbits?
I don't even know what a Timbit is. What's a Timbit? Please, someone describe this to me.
I think it's like a little donut hole from Tim Hortons.
Oop, Tammy's just secured Jasmine and Aladdin in Eeyore.
Okay, here we go. The boy's name is Odin.
Odin?
Odin? Yeah.
Sounds like a Norse god.
So he's 13 years old.
Okay.
And he gets bullied at school.
Okay.
Because he has autism and doesn't have a lot of friends.
His name's Odin.
So he was turning 13 and he had a birthday party. And no one RSVP'd to come to it.
I think I heard this story.
But continue.
Not one person. So his mom put out this message to all her friends, to this group of the Petersboro Mom Swap and Buy group. Jeez. I will read it to you. I'll read it quickly because it's a bit lengthy, but not super lengthy. Hello, ladies. A quick favor. Favor is spelled F-A-V-O-U-R. Still can't get used to that. But anyway. Hello, ladies. A quick favor to ask. Some of you have seen me post about my son, Odin. He struggles with bullying, his difficulties with Asperger's. Well, today's his 13th birthday, and unfortunately not one kid RSVP'd to his birthday hangout invite. Really struggling with finding a way to make today awesome for him when it will be just us celebrating. A way to make him feel important. I have a balloon avalanche set up for when he wakes up, decorated the house a little bit, take him to his favorite dinner, some gifts, and cheesecake. My question is, can some of you perhaps text his schmancy new cell phone and wish him a quick happy birthday? I want his 13th birthday to feel special and that people care about him. Right? So she posted this thing on this message board.
Right.
And then it went viral. And I mean, went viral like crazy. Like some girl came over to his house and made him a cake. And then, like, the Canadian Army sent him one. The Toronto Raptors did. The zoo. I mean, they all just started tweeting Odin's birthday, you know, and they just hashtagged everything. And then people went to the restaurant where he was going to be and just swarmed it with just people there to celebrate his birthday.
I'm sure all that's awesome for an autistic kid.
Yeah. You hear that, Adam?
Nope.
Say it again, Sarah.
Oh, I just said, I'm sure that's awesome. People swarming this restaurant for an autistic kid.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Well, I thought it was nice.
It is
Elijah
nice.
Wood tweeted happy birthday, so did Carrie Underwood. Batman and Wonder Woman did.
That's cool.
Oh, Batman,
well, they're not
lucky
real
kid.
Batman and Wonder Woman. It looks like cosplay people, and the Wonder Woman looks kind of like a whore, but that's okay.
Even better.
13, right on.
Right? So all these people just came and brought in balloons and wished him happy birthday.
That's nice.
That's what I thought. And all that was in Canada.
Lindsay says
Canada. Way to go, Canada.
Lindsay says Canada's awesome.
I guess
yes,
she hadn't
is.
Heard that story.
I've heard that story.
It's a good story.
It is a very heartwarming, touching story.
It is.
I think everyone should
love each other.
Love each other. Let's all live. No.
What?
I was gonna say,
let's screw all
love each
you,
other
man.
Right now. You son of a beach.
Son of beach shit.
All right. Well, it's good. Good. You heard the story. I don't know if you heard it or not. What they did in Seattle.
With
the little
Chris
boy.
Evans?
Oh.
No. Well, Sarah was right. With the little boy who
His make-a-wish, he wanted to be Batman? Is that who you're talking about?
It wasn't
that was San Francisco.
It wasn't Batman, but it was another type. They created a superhero for him. And like the Red... I want to say Red Tornado, but that's not... That is a superhero.
Yeah, not a very good one either.
Superman?
No, I don't remember what it was, but the whole city took, you know, the day off, and they all helped him fight crime. That's touching. Fun. We should do something like that here in Florida.
What if you did that every day, and then there'd be no crime?
That's true.
You're right.
Let's see. Lindsay says, here is another viral story from Canada, actually from her town.
Oh.
I'm going to have to... I can click on that. It's a clickable link.
Boom.
Says cops buy black elderly man's wedding ring.
Back.
Like, why does it matter?
Dave, you're so racist.
Like, why would they highlight that?
Right. Buy black man's wedding ring.
This is why you're terrible at auditions and cold reads.
Go ahead and finish it, David.
Cops buy back. I'm working with Millie right now because she has problems.
They bought a black
She has problems with her T's, so we're doing the lips, the teeth, the tip of the tongue, the lipstick, and I need to do rubber baby buggy bumpers. Cops buy back elderly man's wedding ring after he pawned it to pay for groceries.
That's sad.
The great part is the news station that this link is from actually runs out of Detroit.
It says San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose.
It's all the same company.
It is all the same company. Mm-hmm. And it's a white man. I apologize.
ABC. That's funny.
There are no black men in Canada. group of Canadian police...
No, I saw one.
He was on vacation.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, so good. Good for Canada. One of my favorite TV shows comes out of Canada. Corner Gas.
Never saw it.
No one ever has.
I recently started watching The IT Crowd.
Yes.
From the UK, and it is hilarious.
I've watched like the first three episodes and couldn't get into it.
It gets
I'm still
better.
Watching House of Cards.
Is that getting any better?
I'm so smart.
Right on.
Lindsay says one of the cops is actually married to the bartender at her work.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
Doesn't she work in the Canada Pavilion?
She did.
Oh.
She did. Now she has a real job. Well, I don't know if it's a real job. She has a job that's not in the Canada Pavilion.
Yay!
So instead of hearing, Canada!
Canada!
Oh, Canada!
Canada. I'm sure she still
now
hears
Now she
it.
Hears this. Burp. She works at a bar.
That's true. I've never worked at a bar.
I would assume there's some vomiting going on.
When Cody and Umbretta went to Ireland, they said that they burped and farted a lot in the bars.
In Ireland, they did.
Cody and Umbretta did?
No. I'm sure they did after a while.
Why not? I mean, I guess
everybody
do
else
as
is.
The Irish do.
That's right.
Let's all do what the Irish do. Barf, 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 oh. And fart, fart, fart.
Let it go.
Can't hold it back anymore.
Help us.
See what I did there?
I did. It did. Oh, she said the Canada song actually is making her sad because she misses it. I guess we can sing it
sadder
again.
Sadder than when we play the Incredible Hulk music? Come on.
Oh, you heard that?
I was dying laughing.
Listen to this.
No, he's saying this is sadder.
That's sad.
That's sad.
Now that's the saddest song I've ever heard.
We're not going to let him make any toys. That's what I'm thinking of, this voice from like the Rudolph special.
He doesn't want to be a dentist.
But we're going to go check your bicuspids and your molars.
What?
I don't want to make toys.
An elf that doesn't want to make toys.
Now you sound like what's her name from Monsters.
I'm watching you, Wazowski.
I'm always watching.
One of the best things I thought about, Wazowski, was a video of you getting hit in your face. It's something.
It is something.
How are things in St. Louis?
Yes, Adam. Has it snowed?
Nope.
What?
It's snowing in Chicago.
It is snowing in Chi-Town.
Yeah, today I think it was 65.
Oh, shit.
Tomorrow will be 57. The next day will be 75, and then it'll be back into the 40s in the weekend.
Good.
Really?
It got up to 84.
It's been messed up here.
That is messed up.
We went and saw Fantasmic yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw that picture. It made me want to go and watch Fantasmic. And punch Dave.
What else is new?
When I saw the picture, I
don't
thinking,
always want to punch
but you know,
Dave.
But you know what, Adam? It's nice to know that that if you had been there, you would have been there.
You would have.
That's right.
Watching this family, all wearing a lot of blue in the picture.
Yeah, there was a lot of blue.
Yes. Sorry.
It still looked really light outside.
It was.
And they still did it?
Well, it got dark.
Very
yeah,
quickly,
we had
probably.
To, we sat and waited for, ooh, like a half hour.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Millie this had, isn't a Fantasmic music.
No. This is probably Canada.
Yeah. What happened to it?
It hasn't.
It's building.
Yes.
Well, it sounded warbly, like you were playing it on a record.
I'm not.
All right, this is pretty. I could see how this can draw some emotion.
I'm playing this on my Victrola.
What is it?
Who sings it? Who sings that?
I don't know. I did know.
Oh, okay.
He went right past it.
I felt like it was an American Idol person or something.
No,
welcome
it's been around for a long
Fantasmic.
Time.
Tonight, our friend and host, Mickey
Ava
Mouse,
Avila.
Uses his vivid...
The winner of one of the Idols.
So while we are waiting to see Fantasmic, I did get hit in the shoulder by a bottle of chocolate milk.
All right.
Did the chocolate milk spray all over you?
No, it was sealed. At first thought it was a group of loud Brazilians because they were not speaking English.
Sure.
But I soon discovered they were all from Argentina.
Ah, and they know speaking English.
You became one of the Marx Brothers? You're not speaking English. Anyway.
Did you turn around and get all pissed?
I know. Sarah goes, did that just hit you?
Did you fuck shit up, Dave?
I was about to go over and tell off some teenage Argentinian boys.
But it wasn't them?
But no, it was them. But the guy wouldn't put his shirt back on, so I was very intimidated. But I turn around real slowly, and as I'm turning my head, this guy's like, no, hey, no, guys, sorry. And I gave him the bottle, and that was it.
He was about to bust a cap.
I would have opened it and poured it on his shoe.
It was
real
empty.
Slow.
It was empty. They did try to take the world's largest selfie, though, which was
kind of... Oh, it was empty?
Which was kind of funny, yes.
Do you just want to beat the hell out of everyone that has selfie sticks?
I do. I officially do.
Like, I can only imagine where you guys work is rampant with selfie sticks.
I see one selfie stick per every 20 people.
Yeah.
I just want to shove them up people's hinies.
Then you would see an uncomfortable video.
Like, how annoying.
Like a camera first or a stick first?
I guess camera first would be better.
I'm being told that Eva Avila?
I think so, yeah.
She's the winner of Canada Idol.
From 2006.
And Martin Short does the narration, right?
He does do, I guess that's true.
Yeah, he's the host.
I haven't stayed and watched any of those movies probably in 15 years.
You know what's wonderful about it, Adam? It's on YouTube.
Perfect. And I say 15 years, that's probably not even true. It's probably 20 years. I forget I'm old.
Yes.
That's what YouTube's for.
But before we get into our topics for the day, I wanted to go with the topic that we were supposed to talk about last week, and that is people saying that they're going to hang out with you and then not contacting you and ditching you. Has that ever happened to anyone else besides me?
Hasn't happened to me ever.
Has never happened to you?
Never.
That's happened to me on multiple occasions.
No.
What?
I will always remember my, I think it was my 18th or 19th birthday. My good friends.
That Hulk music.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, play the Hulk music.
If Ryan had control, that's what you'd be listening to. I'll always remember my
there it is.
It was my 18th birthday. My friends were supposed to come over, were supposed to go out. And I got a call probably like at 7 or 8 o'clock saying, hey, they were running late, but they were still coming. And then 9 o'clock, and then 10 o'clock, and then 11 o'clock, and then 1 o'clock, and then 2 o'clock. And I started to think, I don't think they're coming. I never got a call.
Oh.
I never got a call. Even the next day I went to work, I never got a call until, maybe 6 or 7 that night. I had a delivery, and I recognized the address. You know, my good friend's address. So I'm like, oh, okay.
So I went. What was it?
No, it was there. They ordered a pizza, so I went over to their house, and I was like, hey, what the hell happened? And he's like, oh man, sorry, we went out. They went to a party before they were supposed to pick me up, and they said someone slipped us something, and we passed out, and then we didn't wake up till this morning. Oh, we feel terrible. So they made
that's
me,
not true.
They made me feel bad for them.
No, shit doesn't happen like that.
No. I didn't find out for 6 months later than when my good friend Creepy Mike, finally could. I point to where he normally sits if he's ever here. But she's no longer invited here because Aaron won't let him be in the same room with her.
The creepy chair, gotcha.
But in fact, they were at this party, and my other friend was trying to get with this girl, and they ended up going to the Forest Reserves and started a fire. Like a campfire.
Did he end up getting with the girl?
No, they did not.
Then I don't feel
bad for him. Before bros.
Yep. So that's just one of many times I've been ditched. Adam, Ryan, never?
Oh, many times.
Many times.
I don't... if I have, it hasn't ever been affecting to me. You know what I mean? I'm sure there have been times where I thought I was going to do something and... Well, no, and not that no one's ever... not called me. You know what I mean? Someone has always would let me know at the last minute, hey, I can't do this or something like that. You know what I mean? But I don't feel like I've ever, like your birthday situation.
Right.
What? Or Japan.
So it happened many, many years ago that I decided that if I'm ever going to plan something and I'm going to invite people, I'm going to make sure that it's something that I could eventually do by myself, just in case they don't show up. And that's why I haven't been so lonely.
And that's why whenever we here throw a party, if we ever throw a party, we don't call it a party. Because what if nobody shows up? So it's a get-together.
Yep.
It's always a get-together.
Having people over.
Yeah, so we're just having a get-together. Now, if enough people come over to become a party, then it's a party.
Right on.
But until then, it's just a get-together.
Yep.
Sarah, or a shindig.
Shindig's still too big. Just get together. Sarah, have you ever been ditched
by
friends?
Sure, I have, but I can't think of anything.
No?
I guess it didn't hurt my feelings.
Adam, it happened again.
I know.
Just last week.
Yep.
Some good friends of ours and their kids and apparently grandmother were coming down to the big O. And they contacted us. And they were like, hey, let's get together. Yeah. And Sarah responded, oh, yeah, let's do it. We'll get together. And she goes, oh, well, you know, we're going with our grandmother, so she's got, you know, the reins of the plans. But, you know, we'll get together.
I'm listening for definite plans. I haven't heard any yet.
There were never definite plans. It was Sunday. It was all we knew. All we knew is we were going to meet to get together Sunday. They never solidified anything. They were going to call us and let us know.
Sounds like they were politely blowing you off.
So, no, but they were the ones who contacted us to hang out.
That's the weird part, then. That's okay.
Right?
That is the weird part. Like, I don't understand that. Like,
why bring it up if you're just going to, you know, be like,
I know.
Okay, now, what would have made you more mad? This situation, or had they never contacted you and then you saw hundreds of pictures of their vacation to your town.
Well, if you don't know, you're blissfully unaware.
That's true. Well, that's true.
But you would know eventually, so that's what I'm saying. Would you be? Would you then be like, hey, wait a minute?
Well, you can't preemptively control that.
They were
at that
here
moment.
And then never even called.
I've had friends do that to me in not here, but in St. Louis. I've had friends who came to St. Louis and came through and never said anything and then left. And, you know, it happens. And sometimes the people come down
well,
here.
Well, do you get all butthurt about that one?
Well, no, because they're not as good as friends as these people, I thought, were.
Okay, gotcha.
And then there are times when people come, you know, say, hey, we're coming.
So it depends on the level of friendship,
right.
For sure. I would agree with you there.
Right, and then I've had friends who've said, hey, I'm coming to Orlando, but I won't be able to, you know, stop by and do anything. Or I have this small window, I don't think we can hang out or anything. I'm like, you know what? That's fine. I don't need to hang out. That's fine. Whatever. Thanks for just letting me know you're in town. So these folks, Adam, Ryan,
yeah,
listeners back home, they send us messages to meet up, and Sunday arrives, and we're like, well, we should get up, right? So we got up. We should get dressed. Yeah, we should get dressed.
The tentative plans, yes.
You might as
for
well.
Sunday.
Might as well. So we got up. We got dressed. I'm like, well. It's now 11 o'clock. They haven't contacted us yet. Let's go to the pool. We'll go swimming. So we went to one of the nearby pools, and we went swimming. And
I texted them,
which
too.
Happened to be where they were staying.
Which happened to be where they were staying, which we did not know.
We didn't know that, which makes us look like crazy stalker people. We really didn't know that.
I posted on... I may have posted on Facebook.
What are the odds of that? That's yeah. Hilarious.
I may have posted on Facebook just a lazy day at the pool. You know,
I did text them that morning, too. Like, hey, you know, we're just up and about. Let us know if you wanted to do anything. Yeah.
Well, the day came and went. We went home. We had dinners. And I would say, oh, I should look to see what time we got this text.
It was like almost 10 o'clock at night.
Almost 10 o'clock at night, Adam. Hold on. I'm going to read it to you as soon as I get it up here.
That's 9 o'clock my time.
That is 9 o'clock your time.
And yep.
If you were in California, that'd be like 6 o'clock, man.
Whoa.
Totally.
Where is that text?
Mind blown.
I know.
Oh, Dave, I'm hearing myself, but no. I think it's a connection thing.
Yeah, we are having a bad connection with you.
I could tell.
I'm having a great connection with you, Adam.
We always have a great connection, Ryan.
I know.
It's weird.
Next time you're in town, we should connect more frequently.
I agree.
It sounds a lot like sex
we
to
could
me.
Drink a drink.
I like drinking drinks.
And dance a jig.
Jiggity jigs.
Yep.
I've discovered that I like amber beers now, darker Ooh. Beers.
I like amber bock. I haven't gotten, which is the lightest of those darker beers.
Correct. It's almost a Yingling.
Yep.
I don't seem to have this text anywhere, or the message.
Uh-oh, they deleted it. Did they send it to you or to me? They may have just sent it. Oh, no, it was to both. It was sent to both of us.
Oh, goodness.
Was it on the...
So it's at 10.
Let's just say that, yeah.
Yeah, it was like almost 10 o'clock.
And the gist of the text was, hey, we forgot all about contacting you. We were busy all day.
That was what was really crappy. Like,
we're leaving tomorrow. Maybe maybe we'll next time or something.
They didn't even say that. They didn't even say that.
So I had a similar experience happen last week. I had left work.
Was it a podcast?
And I was heading down 27. Just, you know, heading south. And I was like, oh, I just got a text message. And I'm like, who's this Martinez guy? And I'm like, no show. Turn around. Oh.
Mind you, I did send a text earlier out that day.
Not according to what I got.
I don't think you ever did. I don't think you ever did, because I think I even said... You were like, well, I don't think I'm going to do a
I
show
don't think
tonight.
You did, Dave.
No, you didn't, Dave.
Okay, well, Jesus Christ, everyone. I'm sorry. No, I sent a group text at 2:53. It says, going to call off the show tonight. I have an interview tomorrow morning. Yep, and it was to Adam, Sarah, Aaron, and Ryan O.
Oh.
So I did send a group text.
Last group
really?
Text I got I was Wednesday the 4th, and it was from Adam.
That was a two-person group text.
So one before that.
I thought it was later than that.
No, but I did send him a personal text later on to say, hey, by the way, did you get that message? To his response was, no.
No, I did not.
So it's a good thing I sent it. If not,
did you then go to Wawa and get a sandwich?
At that point, I did go to Wawa, get a sandwich, and go back to my apartment.
And cry.
That Sarah that was on the show, she likes Wawa.
She does. That's her.
She talks about it a lot.
Oh, that the guest Sarah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Very friendly Sarah.
Not Sarah Martinez.
That likes all the groupies and stuff.
Yeah.
She's a groupie.
She was a groupie. Sarah Martinez.
Yeah. Right. Not likes the groupies. She is a groupie.
Was.
Right?
Very correct.
Okay,
yes.
Adam, here it is.
Adam Ant.
Sarah did send a text at 10 o'clock in the morning going, hey, just let us know if you'd like to get together. We understand if it's not appropriate at this time because it's family trip. She did give them an out.
I did, but they could have at least said.
At 9?
Yeah, it's not going to work.
At 9:13 at night, this is the text we get. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. We are finally finished the dinner.
Crap.
We're finally finishing dinner, and I just realized
that
I never contacted you at all. I hate that we missed seeing you. We were just trying to pack a whole bunch into these few days. We're off for our cruise in the morning. Love you both.
Cruise in the morning. So they say, we can't visit you. And then, by the way, we're going on a cruise.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you.
Right.
Neither of us.
I mean, do you really think they forgot to contact us? I mean, they know that we live here. They know that we had talked about it. They'd initially said, we're going to be down. We want to come see you guys. And, yeah. I think, you know what I really think happened?
Yes.
This is what I really
think
happened.
I would like to know
happened.
What you really think happened.
I think I already told you this. You're probably tired of this. Okay, so.
Lies! No, I'm sorry, go on.
Okay, so had initially texted us. Oh!
I don't know what happened. The connection is so bad, I just hear clapping.
Sarah may have just said the person's name.
I may have outed who it was.
I will delete that. I'll delete that.
Anyway.
Oh, okay, because I was like, I don't know what's happening.
So the person may or may not have texted them.
Okay, so the person in the initial, like, hey, we're coming down, we want to see you guys, they had texted us. And then I texted them back and hadn't really heard back from them. And so I saw that she had posted something on Facebook. So I said, Dave and I are off on Sunday. We should, you know.
Don't say my name either.
We should. Let's do this. And what I think happened was because.
Because this was posted on Facebook.
It was on Facebook for everybody to see about their vacation. I think Grandma had paid for the trip, and I think maybe Grandma saw the post and was like, hells no, this is my trip, and you can't see your friend. You know, like, we're not going to see your friends while you're down here.
Can you do that in a Puerto Rican accent?
No.
Okay.
I can't at all, because she's not Puerto Rican.
She's a Puerto Rican?
No, she's not at all.
He's not at all?
No, she's not.
Oh, she's not.
Yeah, I didn't think.
I thought it was his.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I don't know what he is.
Well, just like your mom is not Spanish, like your dad is
but
Spanish.
But not.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I think that's what
but
happened.
But your mom's Jewish.
This is all getting too confusing. Let's stick to this subject here.
Yes.
So, she texted, but she could have given you the option of, so here's what's up.
Well,
it's
soon,
a family
exactly,
thing.
Well,
exactly.
The thing is, soon after that, sorry, am I being loud? Soon after that, we did get a text saying, oh, we'd love to get together, but we don't want to take, you know, basically saying that, you know, so-and-so paid for the trip, you know, we don't want to take away too much grandma time.
But instead of giving you a definite no,
yeah,
they kind of was like, babe!
Yeah.
We're going to call you later. We're going to hang out for your birthday, buddy. Don't worry.
I don't know if they thought they would hurt our feelings by saying no.
I hate when people do that. When people look out for my feelings, they only hurt them more.
Yeah.
At least I was vomiting.
I don't know. Whatever. People.
So the moral of the story, if there is one,
they're lost, man. We
don't cross Dave.
No,
no.
Sheesh.
There's works, Adam. There's works of people maybe road tripping down here, and I want to call all of them and be like, "Do not get Dave's hopes up, damn it!" Because
I didn't hear what was just said.
That was real distorted. Sorry, try it again.
Oh, no. Some other friends are batting about doing a road trip to come down here and visit us, and I want to I want to contact all of them and be like, don't even put that bullshit out unless you are really going to do
don't
it.
Don't tell Dave.
Because Dave cannot handle it.
I can't handle rejection.
I know. Yeah, Dave
I'll never drive down there, just so you guys know. It will only ever be flying. So you'll know well in advance if I'm going to be down there.
Especially because you'll need a ride, right?
At least you're not in your truck
anymore. But also it's like, I'm flying down, so you know, like, I buy my tickets like months and months in advance.
Yes.
So I'm aiming for November, but of course, who knows? Flights are so damn expensive.
I know, it's a bummer. Should look into that one. What's that, Sanford?
Well,
airport?
I say that in the grand scheme of things, it's not that bad. I am flying 1400 miles.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But still.
Uh-oh. Is Adam breaking up?
It's the wrong theme. Hold on.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's awful.
Can you hear that, Adam?
Unfortunately.
Is it bowling time again?
It's bowling season again.
My least favorite season of the year.
Well, just because you guys lost.
Shut it.
Let's go through the bowling teams again. I believe these are all up to date. I could be wrong.
Oh, are we keeping the same teams?
No, well, we can. Do
Thank
we?
God, my teams. I guess the winner can elect to keep their same team.
I don't remember who won.
I did.
Oh, well,
Sarah did.
I wish I could remember. And
she had the Detroit Muggers or something.
Oh, I thought it was like the Atomic something or other.
You did have the Atomic something, because my Motor City Muscle didn't do so hot.
That's what it was.
So let's go down through the teams once again. It is the Brooklyn Styles.
That's who I had.
With
losers.
Team owner Jesse Williams. And we had here the Pittsburgh Jackrabbits, owner Lamar Woodley. We have the Los Angeles X.
Was that Aaron's team?
I don't recall. The team owner, Chris Paul. We've got here the Atom Splitters. Silver League Atom Hook team owner, Chris Hardwick.
His dad was a professional bowler.
That's who I had, I think. Maybe.
Philadelphia.
Because I had Adam in the title.
Philadelphia Hitman. Owner, Kevin Hart. And we have the Motown Muscle. Owner, Jerome Bettis. And the Dallas Strikers, owned by Tyrell Owens. And the New York Kingpins, owned by Billie Jean King. And that is all the teams out there. Does anyone want to change their teams?
I'm keeping my Motown.
I'm going with Billie Jean King.
Brian O is Detroit.
Dude, I'm always Detroit.
Of course, he's all Detroit. Adam is the Kingpins.
Is that a man in that picture?
It's a man. This one or that one?
Yeah. The one on the right.
This one?
Yeah.
That's Billie Jean King. Not so much a man.
That's why I went with it.
Sarah, who
it's
you
Billie Jean with? King.
Sarah, who are you going with again?
I'll go with the Adam Splitters again. Why not?
Sarah, Adam, and let's see. Who did I have?
I was out on the very first tournament.
Oh, man, where is this guy? I can't remember the guy, the team I had and the guy that I had.
Well, pick a different one.
I can't because he's the best bowler in the league.
Obviously
not if you
didn't win.
He's from St. Louis. What's the guy's name?
Dick Weber?
Yes. No. Well, it's his son, isn't it? Oh, well, I'm already starting to stop caring. I don't know. Who has the coolest logo?
The Adam
Splitters. I've already stopped caring about this conversation.
I know, right?
Now you're just looking at who has the best logo.
Do you have Brooklyn?
Just pick
isn't
it.
There like a jaguar.
I'm gonna go with the LAX.
You don't want the purple parrots or anything like that?
I'm going to go with the LAX just because Chris Paul is the owner. So I guess...
When's the next game?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Wheaties is a sponsor. Something's coming up soon. Sometime in May.
So we've got months to not worry about this.
Yeah. So well, let's not worry about this now. Bowling.
Woo!
All right.
There are so many amazing things that we could talk about, Dave.
Do you have any geek news?
Dude, I always got geek news.
Then let's talk about that.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan O presents the Geek News, brought to you by Ryan O.
Jordan.
Say what?
I have brought them you, my son Kal-El. It's time for the Geek News.
We're going to start with Superman. Oh, okay. Well, look at that.
And starting things off in the DC world, we're going to have some awesomeness going on. Have you guys seen the new pictures of Supergirl?
I have.
Yeah.
So the new Supergirl pic, which I'll put online, I enjoy it. They dyed her hair blonde. It kind of looks like the Man of Steel. It's happening in like CBS, I think. They say that it might connect to Arrow and The Flash, but I don't know how that's going to happen. But then again, no one is really watching any of the other ones. So that's something.
I never saw... I'm sorry, I'm trying to look it up right now. I was trying to find the... is that too loud? I was trying to find... I only saw, like, the... like, a small picture.
Sorry, Sarah, go on.
What's happening?
No, it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me. I hit it when I sat down. What were you saying, Sarah?
No, I was looking for the picture because I hadn't seen I hadn't seen the whole thing. I only saw, like...
The top half?
Yes.
There's no skin, right?
Not much.
I thought Christy had said something about her wearing pantyhose.
It kind of looks like it.
Hmm.
But they're like super pantyhose.
Oh.
I like I said, I'm putting the picture online after the end of this podcast. Unless Dave can beat me to it.
I can probably beat you to it.
This is it probably for Sarah. Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, that's all that I saw. Sorry, it was her top half. Here's a little bit.
But she's blonde, which is very accurate. Here we are commenting about someone's looks as we're searching for things. That's wonderful. in the Marvel world...
Yep, in the Marvel world.
We've got some other stuff happening. Have y'all seen the Iron Man... Tony Stark and the Bionic Kid?
Oh, yeah. No. I didn't watch it. I saw... No.
Yes, I did
sorry.
See that.
I'm sorry.
So there's this YouTube video where Robert Downey Jr. is being himself, a.k.a. Tony Stark, and he shows up to this hotel or something, and they've got this kid who doesn't have an arm. And so one of the companies have been working really hard on trying to make them out of, like, 3D models, so really cheaply. 3D printers. And so in the video, you've got Robert Downey Jr., a.k.a. Tony Stark, shows up and he presents him his arm, which looks just like Iron Man's arm. And so they both wear arms next to each other. It's really cool. I'm going to post that on the group itself. I can actually do that in a second. That'll be easy.
It was really neat.
I was enthralled by it.
I like when people do that.
Yeah, it's staying in character, playing the part.
No, just being nice to people.
Yes, Sarah, here goes Sarah. She's wearing pantyhose under her boots.
Oh.
They're coming out with a new Star Wars movie called Rogue One. You don't have to switch it. It's quick news.
Too late.
Rogue One is happening like 6 months after this next Star Wars movie, and they haven't mentioned much about it, but just assuming by the title... You're going to have a squadron.
Yeah, is it a rogue squadron?
I'm assuming so.
Okay.
In a whole bunch of X-Wings going up against some TIE fighters and whatnot.
One or two.
I wonder how that's going to be.
I'll see it. Let's face it.
I guess, I will too. But I would assume they'll be using characters introduced in the seventh movie?
Most likely.
Okay. Hopefully they are not Jar Jar Binks.
They're all Jar Jar. You like Jar Jar Binks.
I thought Jar Jar Binks.
I think Jar Jar is probably dead by this time.
You don't know how long Gungans live.
That's right. I've never met one.
You shut your mouth, Brian. He might be alive.
Shut your filthy mouth.
He's not dead.
He's not dead.
They're
He'll
also coming out.
Live on in my heart.
They're coming out with new movies.
New movies.
Ghostbusters wise.
Oh yeah, I don't have.
Yeah, that. What in the hell's this going on?
So they decided they're going to do an all female cast for a Ghostbusters reboot with Kristen Wiig and a few other people, which is. Great idea.
Melissa McCarthy.
Exactly. And so then they decide, you know, we're also going to do another movie with some fellas. And so they're going to do, who is it, Channing Tatum and Chris Pratt?
I believe something of that
What?
Nature.
Yep.
Chris Pratt's going to be
Chris
every...
Pratt.
I know. He may be in too much now.
That makes me sad.
I know.
That's I was okay with him being in Jurassic World. I was okay with him being in Indiana Jones. And now the Ghostbusters... If it wasn't with Channing Tatum, then I'd be okay. I mean, the only way to make that movie worse is to put James Franco in it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And James Franco's going to be in it, too.
Oh, well, there you go. You put Channing Tatum and James Franco in a movie, and I will never see it.
And so to make things even worse, they decided that they're going to collectively create a universe, so they're probably going to have another movie coming out where they all combine and help each other out. Because they just can't leave things alone?
Well, they want a...
another franchise.
A franchise, that's what I was looking for.
I'm done with it. I'm done.
You haven't even gotten to it yet.
Yep, I will not go to the movie theaters to see this.
You won't be standing in line?
Nope. I'll watch it on Netflix. I will not go to the movies to see it.
Until you see the preview.
It would have to be pretty damn good. The Ghostbusters are Bill Murray, Harold Ramis, Dan Aykroyd, and Ernie Hudson.
Yay, Ernie Hudson. Yeah.
That's who they are.
I agree.
So, to do this again is like, it makes me sick.
They're trying to bring Fraggle Rock to life.
Down to Fraggle Rock.
With Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I'll watch the shit out of that.
I know, I like the, Fraggles I like are the awesome. Idea of that.
And there's like a new Joseph movie coming out called Pixels with Adam Sandler.
Saw that preview.
That looked funny.
I will not watch that at all.
No. And the premise is in the 80s, they sent out a whole bunch of video games into the stars on a, like, I don't know, a satellite or something. And the aliens mistook it as a threat to them. And so they're sending back these aliens to destroy their world.
Yeah. Now, Adam Sandler hasn't made a good movie in a long time.
I think the last one I remember is Mr. Deeds.
I thought Spanglish was good.
Sorry.
You might be alone there, Adam.
Did I just spit into the microphone?
Bullshit. Lots of people like Spanglish.
Are you sure?
At least Drew Barrymore's not in it.
That's true.
Thank Christ.
Yep, you just throw a rock at an Adam Sandler movie, she's probably in it.
Well, you didn't like,
Wedding
Singer?
Nope.
Wedding Singer?
It was decent.
Oh, alright, I will take that back.
You didn't
did hate her, but I did like The Wedding Singer.
Correct.
You didn't like
50 First Dates?
50 First Dates?
I did not like 50 First Dates because she was in it too much.
And then there was the most recent one where we went to Africa together.
Blended.
You like Blended?
No.
You guys are making me sad with your Drew Barrymore hate.
Yeah, we love Drew Barrymore in this household.
I'm real sorry.
Adam and I have very similar opinions.
I've got pictures of
her whole stupid ass mouth.
I've got pictures of her hidden throughout this house.
Like, I bet she did always like the one corner of her mouth always like goes up higher.
And then
just because she stole your smile doesn't mean.
She didn't steal my smile.
All right. Wow. By the way, Spanglish 50...
Now, I will say that Adam Sandler is also terrible. I mean, look at his movies. Jack and Jill.
He has a lot of money.
He has a lot. Yeah, he does have a lot of money. He can do whatever he wants.
Well, once you make Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, the rest of your career can suck.
By the way, Adam, Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 53% not fresh.
Pixels?
Spanglish.
Did you guys see it in Punch Drunk Love? That's a really good movie.
I saw that one too.
I like that movie a lot.
Surprisingly, I've seen every single movie that he's done.
I did like Bedtime Stories. I will say that.
That one was good. Russell Brand,
but it had all that. He talks so stupid.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Punch Drunk Love, 79% fresh.
That's not terrible.
What about Click?
Click.
Yep, with David Hasselhoff.
Click, 32% fresh.
Fresh?
That's not good.
I mean, saying rotten.
Oh, okay.
It's not good.
Not good.
Yeah, that's bad.
Eight Crazy Nights is 12% rotten.
What about Jack and Jill?
Hold on, I'm trying to see if I can find...
That's got to be, 100% rotten.
It had Al Pacino selling a cappuccino machine or something in it, from what I remember.
Oh, my God.
Cappuccino.
Ooh, 3% rotten.
Yikes. Is that the one where he plays the girl and the
yes.
guy?
Mm.
Yes.
So he played Norbert.
I don't need to see that movie. Anymore.
Norbit.
Sorry, Norbit. Oops. Fuck, sorry.
What did Norbit get?
Norbit?
How you doing?
I'm suspicious.
3% for 9%. Norbit is better. Norbit.
Than Jack and Jill?
Better than Jack and Jill, yep.
Awesome.
I would agree. Not by much.
I've never seen Jack and Jill, but I've actually seen Norbit a few times.
You enjoyed it.
It was on HBO, and Molly used to love it as a kid.
You love that movie.
I recommend Jack and Jill just because it's so bad that it's almost exquisite, you know?
What about
like Meteor Man?
Worse than Slapshot 2?
What about That's My Boy?
No, that one was terrible.
Oh, God, that was bad.
20%.
It was worse than Little Nicky.
Oh, hold on.
So what else has he done recently then, Dave?
Hold on, I'm trying to get to that. That's my boy.
Skibbity-boo. Skibbity-boo.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
I'm going all the way down here.
Grown-ups, right, here too. We go.
Hold on. He was in Airheads.
That was good.
21% rotten.
It was good, though.
Billy Madison, 46% rotten.
It was good.
People Forget Bulletproof, 8% rotten.
Nah.
Happy Gilmore, 60% fresh. The Waterboy.
Wow.
The Waterboy, 35% rotten. The Wedding Singer, 67% fresh. Big Daddy, 40% rotten. Little Nicky, 22% rotten.
I love Little Nicky.
He's
the devil, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Deeds, 22%. Punch Drunk Love, 79%.
Yep.
Eight Crazy Nights, 12%. Anger Management, 43%. I don't know what movie this is. Stupidity?
I don't see it.
67%. 51st Dates, 44%.
Never heard of it.
Spanglish, 53%. Longest Yard, 31%.
Click.
Click, 32%.
Then Rain Over Me.
I Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Oh.
14%. Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Oh.
Oh, God.
37%. Grown Ups, 10%.
Whoa, really?
How many people in Bedtime Stories?
I forgot about Funny People, 68%.
That one wasn't that funny.
It was not that funny. Bedtime Stories, 25%. Do it now. Let's see.
Just Go With It.
Just Go. I don't know what that movie is.
It was with him in...
Jennifer Aniston?
Yep.
Oh, 19%. Let's see.
Jack and Jill would be next.
We already did that one.
Lot of movies.
Hotel Transylvania,
45%. Grown Ups 2, 7%. Blended, 14%. The Cobbler, which hasn't even come out yet. 7%.
I think it's coming out on DVD soon.
What, The Cobbler?
Yeah.
I just watched a preview for it. It looked.
It came out in 2014.
It came out in theaters already?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Now it says March 13th, 2015. Yeah.
Ah, so.
It maybe just went straight to DVD.
I was going to say, so it came out last week.
Yeah.
It's the cobbler looked interesting. It was Adam Sandler as a cobbler.
It looks like what I told Dave. It's like one of those movies that they try to advertise it as a funny movie, oh, but yeah. You go and it's actually a depressing movie. Like that movie with Steve Carell, The Life of Bob or something like that.
Something in real life.
Dan in real life.
Yeah.
Real life.
Yeah. That one wasn't very funny.
I liked it a lot, though.
Did you?
It was nice.
Yeah, I like when Steve Carell does real stuff. Watch The Way, Way Back if you guys haven't seen it yet.
Cool.
Maybe.
Well, as Adam is currently a level 10 cobbler, he should like that movie.
Do we have
I will watch it for the reality. I mean, if he doesn't cobble correctly, I'm going to be pissed.
As you should be.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Especially because of Ram Jam, the dwarf.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Who's unamused at this moment.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, what the fuck are we talking about? Oh, that's right. That was a very long text. They went on for a very long time.
That's when we were Dungeons and Dragoning it.
Yes.
I don't think I think everybody else this, but in high school, I used to think D&D was a drug. So when people would say, let's go do D&D, I'd be like, no, thank you.
You still made a wise choice.
Yeah, I think you did all right.
We would have been, this would have been a much different relationship.
I was listening to a movie at work, and .com. It was E.T., and I didn't realize it started off with all those nerds playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Like, I don't listen to this now, Nerdcast.
Right, I turned it off.
But what if we did play Dungeons and Dragons as a podcast?
We should, you know what, when I'm down there, let's play it once.
I've never played Dungeons & Dragons.
I've never played it.
Ryan?
I've played twice.
All right, then you'll have to be the Dungeon Master.
I guess so.
And you'll have to map out...
I don't even know what that means. It sounds so kinky.
You'll have...
It does. I will hogtie Adam
Ryan's
to the bed.
The Dungeon Master.
You'll have to
Can
come
at least
up...
get a couple more ladies?
we'll get Sarah, listener Sarah, to come in.
All right.
And Aaron.
Does she know how to play?
I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
Well, as long as Adam gets to make shoes, we'll be okay.
As long as I can cobble, all is well.
Done. We'll get to work on that. Adam will be here in November. Any other news?
Dave, don't quote that.
It's too late.
That's all I got for
I
this
said
week's
I'm
geek
trying
news.
To.
I am looking forward to it.
Dang! I know it's not as fun because I come down more often than Mikey. So, like, when Mikey says he's coming and backs out, it's like, oh, but if I were to say I'm coming and back out, you'd be like, oh, that's okay.
Well, then go buy a
ticket. He'll probably be down, in, you know,
like, I just saw
in
him,
the next few months anyway.
I just saw him last year on a cruise.
Right.
So I don't need to see him again so soon.
That's true. Good call, Dave.
Our good friend of the show, Tim Powers. He contacted me today. He is starting a new podcast.
He is?
He is.
A nude podcast?
Is he not on Fandom Planet anymore, or is he doing an addition to?
Apparently, Fandom Planet will be going to the waste side. His partner, I don't want to say anything bad about him, but apparently his partner is not very reliable.
Okay.
So he's going to do his own podcast now, and I don't know how to get into the...
Our listener will be hurt.
Yes. I believe he said it was going to be called something like Diving Deep with Tim Powers. And he said he's going to be interviewing old 60s rock stars and washed-up TV stars.
Shut the fuck up.
Nope, I will not.
That'll be awesome.
His first guest will be, of course, Bobby Hart, who is... one of the writing team duo who Boyce and Hart, who did the majority of the early Monkees songs.
Sure.
So he wrote the Last Train to Clarksville, amongst many other songs. So he will be on the first show. I think he said Potsy's going to be on.
What?
From Happy Days. He knows a lot of people.
So when he's interviewing him, is he going to tell him to sit on it?
sit on a Potsy. He may. I don't know.
I don't know if he'll take
hope
it,
he
though.
Does.
So Ryan made a list.
I did make a list.
Adam, did you make a list?
Nope.
He texted you well in advance, Adam.
I never got it.
I know, right?
You all suck. I don't have a list per se, but I only had one request, and I wanted the guy from WKRP in Cincinnati, who played Andy. And I can't remember his name.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Sorry.
Did you turn my microphone?
I did. Well, you walked away. Sorry, we've been watching the show every night for the past week.
I don't know their names.
In Cincinnati.
He is the station programmer. Hold on, it's coming.
Was he in Sister Sister? Are we talking about Tim, what's his face?
No, we're talking about Gary Sandy. Andy Travis. He played Andy Travis. Gary Sandy. Still alive.
He is not on my list.
He's on my list. I'd like to know what Gary Sandy is up to. Because he's done a lot of TV shows, but nothing extensive. Well, he was on Murder, She Wrote twice. Besides that, he did nothing extensive. He was on The Young and the Restless in 2001.
I mean, look at like Scott Baio. He was in everything.
Yeah, but he's not washed up anymore.
What do you mean? He's still washed up?
No, but he did that VH1 show. He had that show on... He's got a show on...
he's got a show right now.
He does?
It's on like Nickelodeon or something.
Oh. Could be.
I've got a list of 20 people, Dave.
All right, here we go. Let's listen to Ryan.
Hold on real quick. Scott Baio's on a TV show called Sea Dad Run. It started in 2012, and it's still going.
Oh, there's nothing else on Nick at Night.
Nick at Night. All right, so what do we got, Ryan O?
Let's see. So my list of 20 starts with Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis. Would he really be considered a washed-up
What's he
star?
Done?
He retired.
He retired. It's not like...
When his wife died of cancer.
Yes. So I would say no. No. He doesn't care. Only. Well, we're going to qualify this because, like Adam said, he retired. It's not like he can't get work.
True. He just chooses not to.
He chooses not
to. So if he wanted to do Spaceballs, too...
He could.
Okay.
Mel Brooks said he would only do it if Rick Moranis was in it.
So
that makes sense.
Okay. So he does not qualify as watched.
So
up.
Cross him
Next.
Off my list.
Next.
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser.
He's on a television show now, isn't he?
Is he?
Is he really?
No, it's a
good thought.
Keep up IMDb while we're doing this, Dave.
Yeah, keep it up, Dave.
I'm sorry. I have another list going on, so Brendan Fraser. Brendan Fraser.
Last thing I thought of him doing was like Inkheart.
He's doing a TV miniseries right now called Texas Rising.
Is that really?
Yeah, washed up.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a post-production.
Going from A-list to D-list?
But once again, hold on. Did I ask for movie stars or TV stars?
Does it matter?
Well, yeah, because I want to talk TV. Anyways.
I'm thinking a little bit of both.
Okay.
Judge Reinhold.
Reinhold.
Oh, yeah. Gone.
All minor for movie stars, by the way.
I mean, even if he was in anything now, we haven't heard of it. He's washed up.
No.
I wonder what his deal is.
I've also got Gutenberg. Steve Gutenberg.
Yeah, he danced on the Dance with the Stars.
I think if you've been on Dancing with the Stars, your career is officially washed up back to shore.
I watched a movie with him, and I can try to look it up, but I have no idea what it was called. It was on one of those...
The Tower of Terror?
No. It was on one of those free movie networks, like Crackle or something.
Bleh.
And it was a movie with Steve Gutenberg. I'm like, oh, this looks pretty funny. And he plays some guy who works at a kid's home, and he's down on his luck. And you can tell... that he wants to be the funny, witty Steve Gutenberg, but the writing isn't there.
Oh,
so
no.
He's just bitter and sarcastic, Steve Gutenberg.
Oh.
So it's just the writing just did not suit him, and he tried to play it up, but it was just so bad.
He tried to make magic, but
there was nothing there. Oh, it's such a terrible movie.
Ralph Macchio.
It's Macchio to you.
Correct.
Is he washed up?
I thought he was doing stuff recently, too.
Last time I saw him, it was... He was on an episode of How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, and he was on Artie Lang's softball movie.
Oh, that was a good movie.
I got Helen Hunt.
All right, she could be considered a
She directs movies now.
Oh, so she goes in different category.
Yep.
Okay, Nev Campbell.
Hold on.
What's... Oh yeah, gone.
Ralph Macchio. He was. He played himself in How I Met Your Mother.
Correct.
Yep.
He's doing something. Something called Life of the Party. He's in pre-production. What was the last one? I'm sorry.
Nev Campbell.
Yeah, she is a washed-up TV star.
Because she did Scream 1, 2, 3, and 4.
And Wild Things.
Yep.
What has she done?
Correct.
How do you spell Nev?
N-E-V.
Oh, there it is. She was on Party of Five, so she can be considered a washed-up TV star. And she has done, well, let's see. She's been constantly working.
But in anything good? She went from, like, A-list to D-list.
Yep.
Sure. The last
That's week, like saying that... Well, Judd Nelson, he's totally washed up.
Yeah,
she was on Grey's Anatomy in 2012.
He was in a movie with Hulk Hogan.
Which
there tells you.
Which brings me to my next one, Emilio Estevez.
Oh yeah,
Emilio.
He had such a promising career till the drugs.
Did he have a drug problem?
Well, he's an Estevez, of course he did.
Because Charlie did, and he's an Estevez.
Yep.
Carlos Estevez.
Yeah, hold on. Hold your horses.
Oh, God.
My horses are old.
Emilio Estevez. Young
you guys. Know what? He was in a movie about when JFK's brother got, when Bobby Kennedy got shot. I think.
But how long ago was that?
That's probably 3-4 years ago.
Let's see.
What about the brother from?
He hasn't directed anything.
Married
recently.
With Children.
Well, we're gonna go through.
Yes.
We're gonna go through Ryan's list. Ryan's TV list or his movie list.
My
first,
movie list,
which I'm gonna continue to argue everyone. But go
sure.
on.
Sure. Paul
you
Hogan.
Can't, Dave, it's already 8:10 Paul, or 9.
All right, Paul Hogan.
You argue every one of them.
We'll just keep on going quickly down the list.
Crocodile Dundee. He's a treasure in Australia.
But what about right now? What's he done?
He's a treasure. He doesn't have to.
Nothing.
What about the
he's
Hasselhoff?
Washed up.
Hasselhoff, he's...
Washed up.
Hasselhoff, he's one of those people who's past his celebrity.
So he's exquisite now?
Yes, he's exquisite. He is... he's a parody of himself.
He's becoming an icon.
He's an icon of himself. He doesn't have to do anything anymore.
Alicia Silverstone.
Poor Alicia. She used to be hot.
Yeah, she's out.
Daryl Hannah.
She's missing a finger, yep, and she's dating some aged rock star. I can't remember
but
who.
I'm not saying
she's not washed up. I'm just saying that's what
yeah,
she's doing.
Kim Basinger.
She doesn't look like what she used to look like anymore.
Correct.
Throw Melanie Griffith in there.
C. Thomas Howell.
Well, Kim Basinger was just in the Grudge match with Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro.
I forgot about that one.
Uh-huh.
So we'll cross
list.
Her off my list. But C. Thomas Howell.
Outsiders.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah. Josh Hartnett.
Don't even
oh,
know
yeah.
Is. Who is that?
Well, he was in Pearl
was
Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And everybody hated him.
40 Days and 40 Nights.
I feel like he's got a real bad reputation now.
He was just in some TV show.
Okay, Mel.
Called Penny Dreadful.
Uh-huh, and he was a movie star.
Yeah. Yes.
So let's just
A-list
say that.
To D-list.
Yep.
And then you've got Jonathan Silverman and Andrew McCarthy at the same time.
Yep.
The weekend
Andrew
of
McCarthy writes for the National Geographic now. He does a lot of travel.
So he writes now.
Travel.
He went from big bucks movie star to a writer.
I think it was by choice, though. I heard an interview with him on NPR.
That's I don't know if I can buy that one. As much as I can buy Rick Moranis retiring,
yep.
It's my choice. What's
and,
his
and
name?
Helen Hunt from being a director.
Yeah, like yeah. That, but I don't know if people were beating down his door. Andrew McCarthy.
And finally, to close off my list, Demi Moore. Miss Demi Moore. What has she done lately?
Yeah, I think you're right.
All TV.
Like, I can't think of anything she's been in.
Sarah?
That's my washed-up movies list.
Sarah, do you have some TV stars?
I don't think I have anything to add. That was a lot of people.
Soleil Moon Frye.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. She did end up going into the Sabrina the Teenage Witch and then did nothing.
She does. I thought she designed, like, clothing for kids. Like, organic.
I thought she designed lingerie.
Oh, really? Well, maybe.
How do you spell Soleil?
S-O-L-I-E-L.
How do you spell lingerie?
A-D-A-M.
That's what I'm looking up.
Oh, what happened to the Quantum Leap guy?
Scott Bakula?
Yeah.
He's on a TV show on ABC.
Is he?
I think he's on one of the NCIS or...
So,
CIS. What about the judge from Night Court? I don't remember his name. Harry Anderson?
So, Soleil Moon Frye, she's doing voices for the Bratz.
Oh.
Cartoon things.
Oh, yeah. Washed up.
Yep.
If your new credit is I do voices for the Bratz, yeah, your career's done.
Well, who, the older sister from Family Ties, who is she?
Justine Bateman.
Yeah.
God, Lee, I know everything. My brain is filled with useless information of 80s television stars.
If you could turn that into a career, Dave, woo.
It's a shame.
What do you do, Dave? I make $40,000.
So I don't think Adam. I don't think Tim Powers is going to get any of those movie celebrities, even though they're washed up and not doing anything. I don't think he's going to get any. Of
you never know
on the show, though. I think he could try to get. I'm looking at these. Not Lenny, but what about Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley?
Could be.
Yeah, they could get him.
What about that guy? Or the guy who played Boom Boom Washington from Welcome Back, Kotter. Or he could probably get either of the Duke boys.
Well, because Snyder, he did Smallville for a long time.
That's true.
Well, they're both pretty big. Well, they used to be big on Broadway. Like, they're actually pretty accomplished singers.
I would like to see him interview... any of the Facts of Life girls?
What about Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company?
Joyce DeWitt from Three's Company would be a great... I think that would be great to find out about John Ritter and whatnot. Now we're...
Is she the dark-haired... Is she Janice? Yes.
She was Janice. She's 65 right now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she would be fun to...
If there's anyone still alive from Barney Miller? Or what about Raj from What's Happening? I'd like to know what he's up to.
What about Rerun?
Screech?
So what I really wanted to...
Screech is going on trial for Lark assaulting Voorhees. Some dude.
What I really wanted to do was get a list to send to Tim. Like, these are the people we want you to interview. If he could interview anybody.
Corey Feldman?
He's still alive, right?
Yeah.
No, but he was a washed-up movie star. He doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
And he still has... He's one of those who's... almost at that point where his...
He's still got Lost Boys stuff happening, so he's got a fandom.
Yeah, he almost doesn't have... All he has to be is himself. Yeah. He doesn't have to act in anything.
He was the voice of Donatello, which I loved in the early 90s for the movies. Ninja Turtles.
Are you eating?
No.
Drinking?
Sorry. I was yawning and holding it back.
but I think you're right. The brother from Children.
Oh, yes. Bud Bundy?
Yes.
What was his name?
Bum, bum, bum,
David Faustino.
Oh, God, why would you know that?
Because yes. Then you could tell Christina Applegate stories.
Yes, yeah. Which I'm sure he wouldn't, but maybe he could. What about Buck the dog?
Do you think they? I wonder if they ever sexed each other.
I don't think so.
He's very short.
That's Sarah's
such a giant.
That's Sarah's meter on doing it. If they're shorter than her, that's not even an option.
Fair
all right. I heard I'm he looking was not, up how tall he is.
I heard he was not very nice either.
We're looking up how tall David Faustino is.
Oh my gosh. One of my former cast members from the
Disney
store. Oh,
yeah, he's fucking tiny.
Him. How tall is he?
5'3".
Oh, jeez.
That's very short.
I mean, that's like 2 inches shorter than Dave.
Hey.
What about Holly Marie Combs?
Oh, but Christina Applegate is only 5'5".
But still.
But she
only? That's pretty tall for a girl.
But she would be wearing like 6-inch stiletto heels on the show, so... That probably would dwarf why he would look so dwarfed. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Holly Marie Combs from Charmed.
Who from Charmed?
The Piper.
Oh, okay.
The only one who's not still doing something.
Huh. I know
she's doing Pretty Little Liars. My bad.
Sarah, what were you saying about one of your former cast members? I'm sorry.
Oh, he was on. He was one of the guys on the Rapunzel float. Sorry.
Okay.
Disney. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, he's a friend of somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Hey, so Kevin Smith is making Mallrats 2.
He's got 5 out of 7 of the original cast agreed to do this movie.
Yep.
Who's not?
Well, he hasn't.
Jason London?
Jason London, I don't believe, has agreed to do it yet.
Isn't he dead?
No,
is that his brother?
It's his brother, and his brother is not dead as yet. You know?
Oh, I'm like, what?
Because you got Shannon said she'd do it.
Shannon Doherty did say she was going to do it.
Who's the other person that won't do it?
Well, they didn't.
Thank God Shannon Doherty would do it. Who would think she wouldn't? She hasn't done a thing in years.
Exactly.
She is a washed-up celebrity.
Correct. Kevin Smith called, and she was like, I'll do it. He didn't even say anything.
Ironically, he was at he was in Toronto, and they were both at like a convention sort of thing. And she got a random tweet, and then she's like, yeah, I'm in. And Kevin didn't even send it. But he was just down the street about to do a podcast, and so he invites her over, and she confirms that she's going to do it.
So we know that Shannon Doherty and Kevin Smith and Jason Lee and, oh, shoot, I saw the picture. Who else was going to do this stupid movie?
Michael
Rooker.
The
guy that played Merle?
You?
From Walking Dead?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The dad of What's-Her-Face?
Yes, yes.
Stan
that
Lee
girl's
said he'd
not going to do
it.
Oh, that's
it.
Who it was. I mean, that's who it was. It was Stan Lee.
Yeah, that girl won't do it. That girl's way too famous for that nonsense.
You got Michael Rooker, who said he'd do it.
That was him.
Yeah, so we got Shannon Doherty, and we got, I'm looking at the picture. Yeah, that's the what's his name again? I'm sorry. Michael Rooker.
Uh-huh.
And Stan Lee and Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith.
He's got 5 down, 7 to go. So out of the 7, you've got Jeremy London, Claire Forlani, Ethan Suplee.
Who will not do it?
Ethan Suplee.
What is she doing?
Joey Lorden-Adams.
Oh, yes. What has she done?
And Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
You know what? Ben Affleck would cross hot coals for Kevin Smith. He'll be there.
He'd do it. They're good friends.
Yeah, he would do it.
Man, Jeremy London is a working machine. He's in post-production for 4
Lifetime movies.
I don't know that for sure. Just says post-production. One More Round, Girl in the Woods, Bright Ideas, Branded, 7 Faces of Jack the Ripper. Wonder which face he'll be. But he's steadily
but really,
working.
You need to make sure you get Jason Lee in there.
Yeah. What's Jason Lee been doing?
Nothing ever since that one show went off.
My Name is Earl. He did.
Yeah.
He did some stuffs.
He did.
He was. My Name is Earl. He was in Cop Out, Raising Hope. He played a bunch.
Or Renee Humphrey, who played Trisha.
In a TV movie. Ugh, he keeps doing these goddamn Alvin and the Chipmunks movies.
That's right, the squeakquel.
There's another one?
Alvin and the Chipmunks, Road Chip.
Oh.
Got it, get that? Road Chip. Anyways. So yes, Mallrats. I'm curious as to what the hell it could happen 20 years later. If Jason Lee's character is still wandering the mall.
On here it says that at the end of the movie they did one of those in the future things.
Yes.
So we got...
he was a game show host.
Yep, Brody was the host of the Tonight Show.
Brody man.
Renee, who was Doherty, became the drummer leader of the show's orchestra. T.S. and Brandy married at Universal Studios. Affleck went to prison. William, which is simply finally saw the sailboat in the Magic Eye.
Schooner.
Yep. Jay and Silent Bob went off to many more movies.
Yep, they went off to Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yep. After Chasing Amy.
Yep. Which is a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Let's see the sequel to that
one. I liked that one.
Let's see the sequel to Chasing Amy.
with
that was actually
with
my favorite Kevin Smith movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
I liked Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
It was fun.
Especially because you got Morris Day and the Time in there.
Morris
and
the
I guess Dogma was pretty good, though.
That yep. was a great movie.
That was probably the best. Like, he hit his peak with Dogma, I think.
And then he hit his worst with Cop Out?
Yes. And he'll agree to that one as well.
Oh, I forgot he did that one.
Yes. And before that, he did his own Red State, which was different. It was an indie horror. I liked it. And now he's doing Tuscan and Yoga Hosers, then Clerks 3. I'm excited.
Moose Jaws.
Yes! Moose Jaws, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's Jaws, but with a moose.
Mm-hmm. Jersey Girl.
Oh, that's right.
Forgot about that.
I didn't mind that.
I liked it.
You're the one.
I like Batfleck.
Batfleck.
Hey, you, baby.
And then Lindsay, the listener live, she goes, and then he brought Jane Silent Bob to Degrassi.
That's right. They were in a couple of episodes.
We own that DVD. I want to go to a different flight. All right, Millie. Well, we're going to wrap up the show right now. Can you give me 30 seconds or so? Do you want to say something to Adam? Can I say something to Adam?
I love you.
I love you too, Millie.
Can I say something else?
I played that game.
You did?
It's the Disney game.
She's playing Disney Infinity.
That's my favorite game.
Mine too.
Who are you playing as?
Black Widow.
Oh, my girl. Guess what? When me and Molly play, we play as Elsa and Anna.
Whoa. Whoa. Right now,
and sometimes I play as Iron Man.
Iron Man and Anna?
Yep. Or Elsa.
Nova. Nova's my character
right,
choice.
Right now,
we just got Maleficent, too, so that's pretty fun.
We got Iron Man, too.
You do?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Right now at Target, there is a special. If you buy two, you get a third one for free.
That's right.
And they're coming out with Loki and Falcon, so why not?
All right, Millie, say bye-bye to Adam.
Bye-bye.
See you later, alligator.
See you later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile.
After a while, crocodile.
AWAPodcasts@gmail.com is our email address. Please send us an email. We love to read. We're edumacated.
You heard it there.
You heard it there. Go to our Facebook page. Go to our Twitter feed if I ever post anything. Go to our... We should open an Instagram, so I won't post anything there either.
You should open up an Instagram.
You should open up an Instagram.
I already have one, Matt.
For AWA Podcast?
not one for you.
No, well. Well, maybe I'll do that, and I'll just give you the password, and you can just post things for us.
Why not? I'll post 50 pictures of Dave.
50 Shades of Dave?
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
I am on Pins and Needles. I had an interview this week, and I can't wait to find out... my rejection on Friday. A good friend of mine.
That's the attitude.
A friend of mine at work said that it doesn't matter what happened, you still have a job. So
that's true.
That is very true.
And you'll get some good feedback. So why not?
Feedback is a gift. So I look forward to it. Hey, if they hire me, more power to them.
Right. Well done.
Well done, Adam. What do you got coming up?
Keeping it real.
Ryan O.
Well, since I finished The Exiles, I'm going to be reading Planet Hulk and then searching for a photographer and an officiant.
A photographer and an officiant.
Yes, for my
when
wedding.
When are you getting married?
November, sir.
Where are you getting married?
Nearby.
I should go in and get become an officiant.
The yeah. Universal Church of Life. It only costs a couple bucks.
It's like $25.
Adam, yep. Adam, you, though, would be a much better officiant than I could ever be.
I would do that.
You should do that.
It's easy. I've already done it.
Adam, have you never officiated a wedding?
No, I haven't.
I'm surprised. If you do...
So am I.
If you do this, Adam, I think you should get a bunch of robes as well.
You just said doo-doo, by the way.
Doo-doo.
Oh, yeah, but it'll be like bathrobes.
Yes. Let's come out in bathrobes.
Yep.
So, ladies and gentlemen...
I'm on Twitter as well. I am Ryan O.
It's true. He is Ryan O. I am Rhino. Sarah, Crafty Sarah, what do you got going on?
I have a craft show coming up on April, I think, 11th and 12th.
It's 11th and 12th.
Hollywood, Hollywood, Florida.
We're going to Hollywood.
It's oddduckbazaar.com.
And don't stay in that old hospital.
We're not going to stay in the hospital.
Oh, no. Dave was really pushing to stay there.
It was cheap.
It's so gross.
You could find it on Groupon, Rock and Roll.
It's terrifying looking.
Also go to sarahprettyfun.etsy.com for all of her goods. Sarah is updating like crazy. There's lots of things. And if you would like to form a club, a craft mafia with Crafty Sarah, please let her know. She is ready and available to start her own festival here in Orlando.
I would like to. I also need about 5 hours extra in the day. But
I would have a yarn bite with you. It'd be amazing. Just get a ball of yarn and just chuck it at people.
If you have a big festival like that, I'll come down and work security.
Sweet.
Awesome. You'll be wearing a pink shirt.
And a robe.
Yep, that'll say security on it.
And a robe.
It'll be a macrame sweater. Oh!
Perfect.
You'll be collecting money and kicking people out.
This will be great.
It would be great. All right, AWA Podcast. We are another waste of a podcast. Whenever this goes up, hopefully tonight or tomorrow, you'll be blessed with two shows because the show from 2 weeks ago never got on. Our fans didn't let me know that the show was never posted. Sorry, thanks.
What?
I know. All three of them decided not to let me know. So
jerks.
I know. So you'll be blessed with two shows. Blessed with two shows. Yes. So with that said, let's all do this again sometime, shall we? See you, see you, see you, see you, see you.
See you.